ABP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Israel's calling it a ceasefire in violation of the utmost severity. The military says remains released by Hamas Thursday have been identified as those of two child hostages, but another body was not the boy's mother. More from Joe Fetterman in Israel.
On the streets in central Tel Aviv, the mood very somber. Watching images of these hostages when they were alive, we're about 1 month into the current phase of the ceasefire. It's expected to continue Saturday with the return of six more hostages. Israel also set to release hundreds of Palestinian prisoners, but it is set to come to an end in less than 2 weeks.
A marathon night of voting in the Senate, Republicans looking to approve a $340 billion package for mass deportations and security measures that top the Republican agenda. In the courts, federal judges refusing temporary restraining orders on the mass layoff of federal workers and the halt to funding of Catholic bishops' refugee resettlement program. A third judge says the administration's kept withholding foreign aid despite a court order and must at least for now restore it. But he's declined a request to find Trump administration officials in contempt of his order. Pope Francis remains in a Rome hospital where he's recovering from pneumonia. The Vatican says he had another peaceful night and got out of bed for breakfast Thursday morning. Nicole Winfield has more from Vatican City.
The Vatican is saying Pope Francis's overall clinical condition is improving slightly. His heart is working well as he fights this pneumonia infection. This update comes as cardinals are beginning to talk about his health situation, the possibility, remote as it may be, that he might resign if he becomes too sick to be able to carry on. Pope Francis himself has said that is a possibility. He has actually written a letter of resignation that would be invoked if he becomes medically incapable of guiding the church. There is no indication that he is near that point now. And more recently, the Pope has said that the job of the Pope is for life.
This is AP News. Baseball fans are getting a glimpse of the future of umpiring in the major leagues this spring. Gethin Kulbaugh has the story.
A computerized system that calls balls and strikes is being tested during Major League Baseball spring training exhibition games starting Thursday after 4 years of experiments in the minor leagues. Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred is an advocate of the automated ball strike system, which could be used to aid MLB home plate umpires but not replace them as early as 2026. Starting in 2024, MLB focused testing on a challenge system in which the human umpire makes each original call. Data from the spring training test could cause MLB to make alterations to the system for AAA games this season. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
The first challenge went to the player. The Cubs' Cody Poteet's 95-mile-per-hour fastball was called a ball. No argument, just a tap of his cap, and the system ruled a strike. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.